I also want to bring up the Republican-led constitutional amendment that would reduce the veto powers of Governor Evers. Is that something you support? And do you think, I guess, why is there another attempt to reduce powers from the executive branch?
Well, as most people know, the governor of Wisconsin has one of the most powerful veto pens in the country. And when our system of government was set up, the legislative branch is supposed to have the power of the purse. The governor, I don't think it was ever anticipated that the governor could use his veto pen to increase spending. So really what we're doing is we're trying to go back to what we believe the founders were looking for in a country and in our state, is to have the legislative branch be that power of the purse, and then the executive branch kind of govern within that. At the end of the day, the people are going to have the say. We can approve it, but it has to go to the voters for final approval. So we just want to give the voters the ability to say whether they think it's reasonable or not.
But why not do this when Governor Walker was in office?
I don't think we had, excuse me, I don't think we anticipated that it would be used in this fashion. So it's something I think we need to address.
Now, Governor Evers responded to this, but also said, you know, way back in the day, there was also got rid of the Frankenstein veto. So the veto powers have been reduced for a long time. So why now?
Well, again, I think it's reasonable to do so because we didn't anticipate that it would be used to increase spending. So one of the things that we're looking at is just giving the people the ability to say whether they think the governor should have the ability to increase spending through the veto pen.
Now, this has to pass two back-to-back sessions.
Yep.
Are you confident that can happen as we are heading into, of course, another election year?
Yeah, listen, I've learned long ago that I never give 100% guarantees when it comes to the legislative process, but I believe this is something that will move forward.
All right. Representative, thank you for joining us.
Absolutely.